Hello, welcome at the Lightning Talks here at Fostum in Brussels. I want to introduce to you Valerio and with his talk about Unpack Fabricator Welcome Forge, forking the optionated open source collaboration suite, and give him a warm welcome and applause, and the stage is yours.
Thank you so much. And so, welcome again at Fostum. It's Sunday morning, so thank you everybody for your time. And there are some well-known communities loving Forge, and I see some community members here from Mozilla, from Wikimedia, and from FreeBSD. So thank you everybody, and there are many curious here. So, and I started as curious as well. And so I'm Valerio, I'm a volunteer board director in Italian Linux Society. Some Italian members here, maybe, no, maybe, vabbè. And Wikimedia Italy Tech Commission volunteer, also bot maintainer, also was a volunteer for Wikimedia projects. And I love also editing OpenStreetMap. And in my personal life and at work, I also in Wikimedia, indeed, I use Fabricator and Forge intensively, and so I would like to share this interest with you, because I know you love Forge or Fabricator. So, by the way, why I started loving Forge? In the company I work for, they assist production plans about food. Indeed, also hazelnuts included. So it seems that Italy, for some reasons, produces a lot of hazelnuts. So if you eat hazelnuts, please also thank Forge, because Forge somehow handles management of hazelnuts. I don't know why I've put that squirrel in the slide. By the way, some of us, me included, started handling in weird ways software management, like final version of the directory, final really version 2, final really version 3. And indeed, also the Linux kernel started in this way. In 1991, it was in that way, really. Then BitKeeper was, who knows, BitKeeper, maybe some users here. Yeah. And BitKeeper was started as a proprietary solution to do serious software version control, but unfortunately it was a proprietary tool. So then the interesting thing is that in 2005, the world exploded with three very interesting and powerful tools to manage software versioning, including Git, Mercurial, and GNUBazar, mostly GNUBazar for Ubuntu, you know. And Mercurial is still used nowadays in some projects. Can you raise your hand if you use Mercurial in production for something? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, it's still alive. Instead, you know, Git, it's the backbone for most things, popular things. And so, but most people nowadays think that there is GitHub and is not aware that the backbones of the world is also includes other tools like Mercurial and Subversion and Bazaar, etc. And so, what about trying to discovering the platforms based on the previous tools? So, it's interesting that SourceForge, you know, SourceForge was very popular, but then GitHub started spreading in the planet and focused just on Git. So no Mercurial, no Bazaar, no Subversion, just on Git. So from a fancy interface, proprietary indeed, you collaborate on software and also without knowledge of Git, actually. And then GitLab started as now open source. And you see Fabricator. Fabricator in 2010 was started, 14 years ago. And so it's interesting to see that in this historical moment, a lot of web platforms for collaboration started to be widely adopted. Also, this is maybe not so much famous, Apache Allura, but it was the backbone of SourceForge. And it is, to be honest. And then you see Forge in more recent years and Git, other platforms, by the way. So, by the way, after the slides, there are some links to find the data and this kind of visualization. By the way, Fabricator in 14 seconds. What is Fabricator? Fabricator was started as a collaboration platform for a Big Blue social network, a proprietary social network. Indeed, and as you know, this kind of big projects needs many repositories, many software version controls, like Mercurial, why not? Let's use Mercurial. And many emails, because as you can see, SourceForge started in 1999, but in the middle of nothing, GitLab was not created. So you know that also nowadays some teams collaborate with emails. So you send patches over emails, somebody receives the email, and so it's still something already done somewhere. And also in that period, so in 2010, Ivan Priestley created Fabricator to avoid this kind of workflows email-based. And so let's stop sending emails everywhere. Let's start having a web application called Fabricator. And so Fabricator was started and adopted by Facebook, Mozilla, and Wikimedia Foundation, that is maybe a really, really active and lovely platform for looking at how powerful Fabricator is. And unfortunately, just to keep this really, really clear and short, Fabricator was no longer actively maintained. This is strange for open source software. And sometimes we see companies closing the project. This is not the case. Just they stopped working on it. And so, you may ask, okay, but why nowadays we should continue to fork Fabricator because they stopped any contribution? So why we should continue this development? Why we should create something new called Forge? And well, I would like to say that Forge has a lot of weird features, but it's very easy to host. If you know how to install a Joomla or a WordPress or a Drupal, you already probably know how to install Forge, because it's really a matter of that. And also, try to install GitLab on a Raspberry Pi. Try it. I have tried many times. It's not, you need some computational resources for large platforms like GitLab or something like that. Instead, Forge require minimal resources, and this is really interesting and also attractive for some users of Forge and Fabricator. Also, I like that the bug tracker of Forge and Fabricator is non-repository centric. I mean, if you are on GitLab, you need first a repository and then you attach issues. But on Forge, instead, you just have issues and then you attach tags, I don't know. So you have an issue about, my computer exploded. So you attach some tags related to infrastructure, related to Valerio that has a dedicated tag, or you attach a tag dedicated to Linux, I don't know. And then you can have a subtask without anything related, like let's buy another computer for this person that has the laptop completely exploded, so with a tag like, I don't know, a shopping center for computer materials. So this is the thing. You don't need to be a developer to have issues on Forge. You just need to file a task and then attach tags. And this is really interesting for companies and for organizations, because it's not really, not everything can be filed in repositories sometimes. And so I like it, honestly. Also, a killer feature is, honestly, that you can host Git, Subversion, and Mercurial repositories all in one place. You see your history, you see your things, and I see that this is also a killer feature. In my company, we have a couple of Mercurial repositories, very legacy, and why not keeping them alive? So you can see the history, you can see. So we avoid any migration, we avoid anything, and we just have them there, archived. It's amazing. Also, you can, another nice thing is somehow different than nowadays trends, is local linting and local unit testing. So your developer has facilities to have very easy local hints and local unit tests with results mirrored on the website, on the patch page. And this is awesome to speed up development, because we have not to wait for a remote builder to do those things in hours. I don't know. Your laptop is often faster for most tasks sometimes. And it encourages forking. This is not banal. Most software like WordPress, like Joomla, like GitLab, like whatever online platform you can think about with whatever different user use case, or is often read-only for production. You download it,
And if you have a change, you have to download a completely different copy from Git and start doing things. Instead, Forge has not any difference between the relays and the development branch. You just Git pull the development branch of Forge, and that is your production. You check out the stable, and that it's online. You don't have to compile anything, or so it's very really easy to fork, and people do that. And so you may know this was the first component of Fabricator historically. So people stopped to collaborate over emails and started collaborating online with this face interface. And then they introduced the workboard. So and in GitLab, take an inspiration from Fabricator to have their interface. There is a really nice article from GitLab. If you look for GitLab and Fabricator online on the official website of GitLab, they are very lovely in describing how they take inspiration from Fabricator. So as I already said, this is a work board, not development oriented, for example. This is just about, this is a single tag dedicated to fundraising backlog, I don't know, related to Wikimedia Foundation, and not related to a repository. So you don't have to create a dummy repository just to work on like this. And another thing I like of related to Forge and Fabricator is that you can have custom forms to create tasks and issues and whatever. So you can have a simple form to ask people simple things, and just okay, if you know some tags, put some tags, but or just the title. It's maybe just okay to organize your work, or maybe have a nightmare form with super detailed fields about whatever aspect of your issue or your idea. Maybe you want your task visible only to yourself, so you prepare the stub and then you release the issue. So maybe you want the task editable just by you and your boss, and your coworkers cannot edit anything. This is a bit weird sometimes, but it's very, very powerful in about how to managing permissions, visibility, and this kind of things. And also another thing I like it. Is the advanced search is really an advanced search, so you find all the fields, all custom fields. If you added a custom field on your issue tracker, you can on Forge add a custom field like favorite dinosaur, I don't know, and you find that field on the search engine indexed and ready to scale. So the user has already all the fields on the advanced search, and you can organize a default search for your teams and organize all default searches in your website, easy to access and this kind of things. Also, I like the calendar, honestly. In the company I work for, they use a lot of this feature to, for example, they had a Google calendar to plan each one. I think if I am on Fosdem, I was filing a Google calendar with Valerius on Fosdem. Instead, now we have whatever calendar each worker has imported in Forge. So everyone see each one calendar and integrated in Forge. And this is awesome, I think. Also, another powerful tool is Herald. Herald is strange to have a definition of Herald, but it's kind of have conditions and do actions. So for example, here you can tell to Herald, hey Herald, please, in my Forge installation, if somebody does a commit, please, if the branch is main and if a file is called foo.txt, please send me an email or block the commit or add an auditor or I don't know. And you can do really, really advanced things like blocking people with very weird messages. And so don't do this. Please read the documentation. Don't push directly in master. I don't know. Also, it's really, really extensive, as I already said this, because it has a component to generate memes. It has no sense, but if you are frustrated at work, you have 60 seconds to deploy in production, you want to say that the revision is just good, so let's approve the revision, and you want just to say, seems good to me, just to say, seems good to me, and generate your your automatic meme. And so really, I cannot describe all the platform in 15 minutes. Please visit we.forge.it. This is a lovely platform, to be honest, in my opinion. We need designers. We are not so much skilled in design, to be honest, but we are PHP developers, somehow skilled in how a well-done PHP application should be done. And so if you would like to contribute to maybe FlatHub or Docker image to speed up the deployment to Forge on a production and a development form, you are welcome. And so thank you for your time. And thank you for your interest in Forge and for your interest in XFabricator. And let's continue this journey.
Okay, thank you very much. Perfectly, just in time. Ooh. A present for you. Oh, chocolate.